And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 22nd of September, 2015. 1888, on this day, the National Geographic magazine came out for the first time. A scientific journal, no photographs, published for the 165 members of the National Geographic Society. 1692, on this date, 8 citizens of the colony of Massachusetts were hanged for their connections to witchcraft, the last of the deaths caused by the Salem witch trials. There had been 11 other hangings. There were 5 who died in prison, one who was crushed to death because she refused to enter a plea. The trials took place over the spring and summer of 1692, after 2 young girls began displaying unusual behavior, convulsing and shouting blasphemous things and acting like they were possessed, the daughter and the niece of a minister named Samuel Parris. And then several other girls in town began acting strangely, and they named individuals as the cause, the ones who had bewitched them. Dozens of people, women, men, children, accused of and often jailed for practicing or supporting witchcraft. Many of the accusations seemed to fall along the lines of existing feuds or were directed at people who, because they were poor or they were not members of the church, they lived on the margins, they were not likely to be able to defend themselves. By the time these final 8 were hanged on this day in 1692, people across Massachusetts were talking about the trials. And within weeks, the governor declared spectral evidence was inadmissible. And then he barred any further arrests. He disbanded the local court, released many of the accused. But it wasn't until the following spring that he finally pardoned those who were still in jail. Today marks the autumnal equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, the first day of fall, the point at which the sun is directly above the equator and the hours of day and night are nearly equal. It was on this day, 1961, Congress approved a bill to establish the Peace Corps, and President John F. Kennedy signed it into law. And it was on this day, 1862, President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, declaring the slaves in rebel states free as of January the 1st, the final year. The war was not going well. The proclamation was meant to build morale in the North. Lincoln was waiting for a Union victory on the battlefield before he made the announcement, and 5 days after the Union Army beat the Confederates at Antietam, Lincoln read the Emancipation Proclamation to his cabinet. Here's a poem for today by Linda Gregg, Staying After. I grew up with horses and poems when that was the time for that. Then Ginsberg and Orlovsky and the Fillmore West. When everybody was dancing, I sat in the balcony with my legs pushed through the railing, watching Janis Joplin sing. Women have houses now, and children. I live alone in a kind of luxury. I wake when I feel like it, read what Rilke wrote to Tsvetaeva. At night, I watch the apartments whose windows are still lit after midnight. I fell in love. I believed people. And even now, I love the yellow light shining down on the dirty brick wall. Staying After, poem by Linda Gregg from In the Middle Distance, published by Gray Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.